Shadowing English Speaking and Pronunciation Practice. Exercise 8. How to Get Ideas. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use the echo or shadowing speaking method. Just see the link in the description. So turn up the volume and repeat each phrase after me 3 times. Let's start. How to get ideas. How to get ideas. How to get ideas. It can be challenging. It can be challenging. It can be challenging. To create new ideas. To create new ideas. To create new ideas. You can sit. You can sit. You can sit. And ponder and meditate for hours. And ponder and meditate for hours. And ponder and meditate for hours. Without getting any inspiration. Without getting any inspiration. Without getting any inspiration. Or creative thought. Or creative thought. Or creative thought. Thankfully, there is an easier way. Thankfully, there is an easier way. Thankfully, there is an easier way. Borrow a technique or idea. Borrow a technique or idea. Borrow a technique or idea. That has a proven track record. That has a proven track record. That has a proven track record. From an unrelated industry. From an unrelated industry. From an unrelated industry. And apply it to your task or problem. And apply it to your task or problem. And apply it to your task or problem. Let us consider a prime example. Let us consider a prime example. Let us consider a prime example. Henry Ford and the motor car. Henry Ford and the motor car. Henry Ford and the motor car. By the time Henry Ford, By the time Henry Ford... By the time Henry Ford started making automobiles, there were thousands of mechanics. Working in small workshops. Building motor cars. These mechanics needed a wide knowledge and expertise. In how to use a vast variety of tools. In addition to needing highly skilled mechanics, Building automobiles also required time. As it was a time-consuming process. What separated Henry Ford from all the other automakers? The assembly line method. Did Henry Ford invent the assembly line? Did Henry Ford invent the assembly line? No, he borrowed the idea. No, he borrowed the idea. No, he borrowed the idea. From another industry. From another industry. From another industry. An unrelated industry. An unrelated industry. An unrelated industry. He focused his attention. He focused his attention. He focused his attention on butchers and meat packers in Chicago. On butchers and meat packers in Chicago. On butchers and meat packers in Chicago. He visited a meat packing factory in Chicago. He visited a meat packing factory in Chicago. He visited a meat packing factory in Chicago. And saw that each animal carcass. And saw that each animal carcass. And saw that each animal carcass moved along on an overhead rail. Moved along on an overhead rail. Moved along on an overhead rail. Each butcher remained. Each butcher remained. Each butcher remained. In his assigned position. In his assigned position. In his assigned position. And as the carcass passed in front of him, and as the carcass passed in front of him, and as the carcass passed in front of him, he cut off an individual piece of meat. He cut off an individual piece of meat. He cut off an individual piece of meat. They stood in one place. They stood in one place. They stood in one place, holding one tool. Holding one tool. Holding one tool. The whole process. The whole process. The whole process was a demonstration of organization. Was a demonstration of organization. Was a demonstration of organization. Continuous flow and efficiency. Continuous flow and efficiency. Continuous flow and efficiency. Henry Ford immediately recognized. Henry Ford immediately recognized. Henry Ford immediately recognized an opportunity for his automobile business. An opportunity for his automobile business. An opportunity for his automobile business. He drew plans for a conveyor belt. He drew plans for a conveyor belt. He drew plans for a conveyor belt that carried car frames and parts. That carried car frames and parts. That carried car frames and parts from one mechanic to another. From one mechanic to another. From one mechanic to another. Each worker had his own spot. Each worker had his own spot. Each worker had his own spot. And put a single piece on the frame. And put a single piece on the frame. And put a single piece on the frame. With only the tools needed. With only the tools needed. With only the tools needed. For that specific operation. For that specific operation. For that specific operation. Soon, Henry Ford was overseeing. Soon, Henry Ford was overseeing. Soon, Henry Ford was overseeing. Mass production of the automobile. Mass production of the automobile. Mass production of the automobile. And other car makers soon adopted the same idea. And other car makers soon adopted the same idea. And other car makers soon adopted the same idea. so that it became an industry standard. So that it became an industry standard. So that it became an industry standard. The basic principles that Ford employed were one, the tools and workers. Should be placed in a sequence. So that each component part. Should travel the least possible distance. Two, have some kind of carrier. To take the section to the next worker. So a workman simply drops his part. In the same place each time. And the part is then carried. To the next worker in the line. And three, the parts to be assembled. Should be delivered at convenient distances. To the workers who need that component. to the workers who need that component. To the workers who need that component. So, if you are stuck for ideas, gazing into the air, hoping inspiration will follow, why not try Henry Ford's method? Focus your attention on an unrelated industry. That may face the same challenges. You are struggling with. Examine their methods and techniques. And borrow their ideas. Of course, we need to be realistic. This also requires effort. And ideas are not just going to. Drop in front of you with no effort. However, concentrated attention. On the problem or subject of focus. on the problem or subject of focus will eventually yield results. Will eventually yield results. Will eventually yield results. Very often, the greater the distance between the problem and the industry, between the problem and the industry, between the problem and the industry, you are going to compare it with, you are going to compare it with, you are going to compare it with, can produce some of the best breakthroughs. Can produce some of the best breakthroughs. Can produce some of the best breakthroughs. So look outside your field. So look outside your field. So look outside your field or area of expertise. Or area of expertise. Or area of expertise. You may be amazed at the results. You may be amazed at the results. You may be amazed at the results. Well, that's the end of the exercise. Now you've finished this English speaking and pronunciation exercise, focus on improving your fluency. So read this text in Exercise 8 again, using the synchronized reading method. Go to the description below for the link to the playlist. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now. And continually improve your English. Click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. Also, build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Just go to goodenglish.online.